Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, so the story goes, there was a land of magnificent river valleys and delta landscapes, a place graced by the virtual omnipresence of sparkling waters, vast lakes, according to the legend, both salt water and fresh, wherein dwelled every imaginable fish. And one day, for a reason never explained, the wilderness crept in and swallowed up the mighty rivers and the sea-like lakes. Yet although the great waters disappeared, leaving only the wilderness and the sky, they did not really die. They just went away to a secret place, to a land of quiet darkness. And they, the great waters, took their fish with them. So the story goes. This is the rest of the story. 1983, Space Shuttle Columbia, orbiting 100 miles up. Onboard cameras pointing back toward Earth with super-sophisticated radar. All data is communicated home, where the results of Columbia's scrutiny will themselves be scrutinized. But the scientists do not believe their eyes. No map of the region in question shows any river. No reliable history records that there ever was one. But there, on the space shuttle's radar photo, a solid, distinct river bed. Now, enter Donald L. Johnson, geological expert, professor at the University of Illinois. Professor Johnson recalls the Great Waters legend, but now, for the first time ever, he has scientific evidence that the legend is true. So the professor organized a team of scientists, and he set out in search of the lost waterways, and here's what he found. Barely concealed below the ground, a rocky riverbed, a mile wide, hundreds of miles long. In a place where the great waters were said to have danced in the sunlight, they did, in fact, almost 100 million years ago. But that's not all. When Professor Johnson and his team explored the area more carefully, they discovered more riverbeds and lake beds, the prehistoric remains of what had been described in ancient tales. And then, perhaps the most significant discovery, although the water had indeed vanished, it had not ceased to exist. In fact, in the locations where the professor now knew water once had been, he and his colleagues had but to dig down a few feet with hand tools to find where that water had gone. It seemed that everywhere they probed, they struck water. Meanwhile, at the U.S. Geological Survey in Flagstaff, Arizona, space shuttle data was being further analyzed to corroborate Professor Johnson's discoveries. So far, in addition to the vast resources of subterranean water and a mammoth dry riverbed, and all of the smaller ones, the scientists have found the skeletons of at least 26 huge lakes in the region, and until now, nobody knew they were there. Even fish, edible fish, continue to thrive in the boundless darkness of the extant underground waterways, which heightens the irony of all of those French foreign legionnaires who succumbed to hunger and thirst, never imagining the answer to their prayers was beneath their feet in the far-reaching fresh waters just below the steaming sands of the world's most arid landscape, the Great Sahara Desert. And now you know the rest of the story.